Building materials producer Aframat released their annual results today. For the 12 months ended February, the company reported group revenue up 24.6% at 3 billion rand. Headline earnings per share rose 29.6% to 234.1 cents, with their operating profit margin standing at 15.9%. A star performer in the company's portfolio was its recently acquired iron ore mine, which was able to take advantage of healthy international iron ore prices. Shareholders will get a final dividend of 62 cents a share. To tell us what's been happening behind the numbers, I'm joined in studio by Andries van Heerden. He's the CEO of Aframat. Thanks very much for joining us, Andries.
Good
stuff. So your decision to buy the Damanhang iron ore mine a couple of years back has certainly paid off. This time last year, iron ore prices were around 850 rand per ton, and the commodity is now fetching around 1,480 rand a ton. You must be laughing.
Yeah, we are. In the reporting period, we didn't see much of this high price. The price really started rocketing as from February. So last year was a good year, but this year is probably going to be even better.
Sounds good. So commodity prices are volatile, as we know. So what's the plan to protect yourselves for any possible downside price potential, especially, you know, as I was just discussing with David Shapiro, lots of, concerns about global growth, people selling off oil and things like that, because there's a belief that there may be a downward trend in global growth. So how do you protect yourself against that?
You must look at the Aframat strategy in a broader sense. Over the last 10 years, we've really diversified the business very well. We have a strong construction materials division that is very healthy and still strong. We have an industrial minerals division that is really performing well. And then we have the bulk commodities, which is iron ore. At the moment, as you say, it is performing exceptionally well, but the construction materials side of the business is not all that healthy, although it's not that bad. But the real strategy has always been to diversify the business portfolio, and that, in our experience, is the best hedge against economic volatility. And if you look at Aframat over the last decade, since after the worldwide crisis, we've maintained a compound average growth rate of 19.3% per annum over 10 years average on the headline earnings per share. So the business, the strategy is working.
So what's the magic? I mean, you feed into the construction sector. Every time people talk about construction, it's just all bad news. How are you managing to keep your head up? And you say it's still, the sector that you're looking after is still performing well.
Yeah, we say it's performing well because it did contribute around about 40% of our profits for the year. We did see a reduction in margins. We did see a reduction in profits. We're down around about 23% year on year in our construction materials contribution to the bottom line. So it's not. Sunshine and roses, but it's not as bad as everybody says. And remember, the construction companies that are attracting the media's attention, they're all in the listed space. But the guys that are really performing well is the mid-tier players that are not listed, and they are actually picking up a lot of work still.
Okay. So you managed to decrease your net debt to equity ratio to 23.8% from 35.5% in the year under review. Did you utilize the positive cash flows coming from your iron ore sales?
Yeah. Well, the entire business had a very, very strong cash flow for the year, and we saw quite a good increase in cash. Yes, iron ore did play a part, but yes, the rest of the business as well.
So you reported to the market last month or so that you've launched a bid for a South African coal operation or operations of Australian-listed Universal Coal at 40 Australian cents a share. This is going to cost you some 2.1 billion rand if the deal goes ahead. Where are you in the process, and how do you plan to fund the transaction?
Okay. It was an indicative non-binding offer, so that has now allowed us to enter and start doing a due diligence. That due diligence is still progressing as we are speaking. Mm-hmm. So that'll hopefully be concluded in the next couple of months, whereafter, if everything is fine and we're happy with what we see, we'll then progress into a firm offer and the whole process. We will fund that partially with debt, debt on our balance sheet, and with share from the market, with money from the market.
Yes.
Either through a rights issue or whatever.
Okay. And in terms of your debt levels, are you comfortable where you are?
Well, at the moment, the business is really generating cash very quickly. As we disclosed, the debt levels came down quite significantly.
Yes.
And right now, especially with the current iron ore prices, the cash generation is exceptionally good. So you can imagine how quickly that is bringing our debt levels down. So bringing on more debt on the balance sheet is not a wrong thing to do.
Just speaking to your bid for those coal assets, why are you going for those assets? How many years are they mineable for? And do you believe that they could be a game changer to your business?
Yeah, the last question first, it's definitely a game changer. If everything checks out and everything is as good as we think it is, this can be a serious game changer for us. There are various assets, and many of the assets that Universal owns have not even been brought to market yet. So there's probably at current production levels, they probably have reserves that are good for another 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very stable offtake with the thermal coal market in South Africa.
Okay, super. So you'd be serving the likes of Eskom?
Yeah.
Good. So with the construction sector really struggling, what's the outlook for your traditional business?
Well, we're starting to see green shoots. We are excited about what we've seen for the first quarter of this year. And I think depending on what's happening in the next couple of days on the political front, that could change the construction sector quite significantly. In my interaction with a number of, especially on the property development side, I know of more than one property developer that's holding back to see what's happening on the political front. The election is over. They're reasonably happy with the outcome. There's one more step, and then there could be a very good trigger, and who knows?
Let's wait and see. Thanks very much for your time, sir. That was Andries van Heerden. He's CEO of Afrimat.